USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second woman is claiming Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax sexually assaulted her. But this time, she said it was rape. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana Bobby Jindal tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making the accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and if they want to be heard, they need to be heard.
Fairfax is labeling the allegations as demonstratively false. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
A man who stabbed a pregnant real estate agent to death in New York won't be charged for the unborn child's death. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
An accused murderer who stabbed his pregnant girlfriend to death won't face an abortion charge since the governor signed the Reproductive Health Act last month, which legalizes abortion up until birth in many cases. Fox News reports Anthony Hobson's second-degree abortion charge was dropped because abortion was removed from the state's criminal code. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a high-level meeting going on this weekend near Washington, D.C. The White House is hosting a group of Capitol Hill lawmakers at Camp David, the rustic compound in Maryland that's hosted key peace accord talks. Top administration officials say it's an opportunity to build bipartisan relationships. Discussions are expected on efforts to pass a bipartisan border security package to send to President Trump as a short-term spending deadline approaches. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A popular English actor who was also a producer and director of film, television, and theater has passed away. With a look back on his life, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
He was a 3-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children.
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Buckingham Palace says 97-year-old Prince Philip has decided to stop driving. This less than a month after he was involved in a collision that injured two women. The palace says, after careful consideration, Queen Elizabeth's husband has taken the decision to voluntarily surrender his driver's license. The BBC's John Diamond.
He's been a fiercely independent man for decades now. He's enjoyed driving. He's been a man of huge activity. This will have been a fairly painful decision for him, albeit one that is said to have been entirely his own.
Philip was behind the wheel of a Land Rover near the royal family's estate in eastern England when he slammed into another car last month. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.